Okay, so we know on Friday, we entered into a period of mourning. When you enter into the month of Av, we start to diminish our happiness. And we really began a whole period of Avelus with no meat and no wine and no laundry and swimming and all the different prohibitions. And, you know, somebody even I heard this morning, somebody asked, is it okay to say Chodesh Tov? Right? She didn't hear me saying it. So there's a little bit of this like dialectic going on because we come, now it already happened, but on Friday, this feeling of we're supposed to be in mourning, we're supposed to be sad, and now we're saying Hallel. Hallel is really meant to be this feeling of we have so much happiness and we're so thankful for everything that we have that we burst out into song and praise for Hashem. So how do we have, if everyone can please just take seats, how do we have this combination of trying to get ourselves into this feeling of mourning and at the same time jumping up and saying Hallel? How do we have those two emotions together? And we know there's an example of Rosh Chodesh where we don't say Hallel. When is that? Rosh Hashanah, right? We don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah because how could it be that we're standing in judgment before Hashem and we're saying Hallel? Okay, so how do we have put those two together? Now, it happens to be that this week I had the privilege of going to meet Rina Ariel, who's the mother of Hallel Yaffa Ariel from Kiryat Arba, who was murdered a few years ago in her home, a 14-year-old girl. And she was talking to a group about this very question. She said that a little bit after the Shiva, a few days after the Shiva, it was Rosh Chodesh. And her niece said to her, this little girl said to her, how can we say Hallel when Hallel is not here with us anymore? And she didn't have a good answer yet. She said a little later it was Pesach, and they were invited by an organization called the Empty Chair, I think it's called, for families of bereaved families to come for Pesach to have a Seder together. And there was a couple there who was trying to get the children happy and into the spirit of Pesach, and they got all the kids on chairs singing. And then slowly all the parents joined in, and everyone was singing together. And it felt very strange. They said, how can we be singing when Hallel's not here with us? But then her husband said to her, but that's the secret of the Jewish people. That's how it is. We just have to continue. We have to go on. We have to be able to hold those two emotions together. And if we look at Jewish history as one big continuum, then we can be like Rabbi Akiva. Right? Rabbi Akiva is famous for having, walked by Har HaBayit and seeing, all the foxes crawling around in the desolation. And instead of crying, he laughed. Right? And his friend said to him, how are you laughing? And he said, because if I see that the nevuah, that there's going to be this destruction comes true, so then I know the nevuah of Geula is going to come true as well. We have to see Jewish history and be able to see things in perspective and see that everything is one big continuum. When the second Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt in Ezra, right, there's a very, very poignant scene. Because you think, wow, they rebuilt the Beit HaMikdash, it's an amazing time. And you have all these people who are cheering and they're so excited. And you have the people who were alive during the times of the first Beit HaMikdash, because there was only 70 years in between. And they're crying. Right? And it says, Ve'in ha'am makirim kol trua simcha l'kol bechi. You couldn't tell the difference. There was intermingling of the voices, of the sound of the crying, together with the sound of the cheering. Because it came together, because we have those two emotions, and it's okay to have two emotions at the same time. And in Tisha B'Av, right, we are in mourning. And I think we have to really focus only on the mourning. During that day of Tisha B'Av, I think sometimes we forget, right? We're so busy watching all the movies about the Beis HaMikdash, and yay, the Beis HaMikdash, but we forget. We try to kind of move on. Okay, let's go on. There's hope, there's future, right? And in Tisha B'Av, we really do need to focus and really feel that sadness and that lack. But I think that on Rosh Chodesh, we have the opportunity to feel both together because Rosh Chodesh is really it's symbolic of the entire month. And the first 9 days we're in mourning, but afterwards we jump up and we have a feeling of hope and optimism and future and Mashiach and Geula. And Rosh Chodesh epitomizes both. And we have to be able to feel both together at the same time. Rosh Chodesh, we talked about a lot last in the previous months about Rosh Chodesh being a time where we envision and we hope the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built and we are able to celebrate Rosh Chodesh in its entirety with the Korbanot and with the real Kiddush HaChodesh and all the different things that are lacking in our Rosh Chodesh now. But we have this feeling of hope and optimism. And so on Rosh Chodesh Av, we have the ability to somehow span history and at the same time feel that mourning and to begin off and come enter into the days of Av and of the mourning and also at the same time to have a little bit of hope and be able to say Hallel and to thank Hashem for what we do have and to look forward to an optimistic future. And we say, Kol HaMitabel Yerushalayim Zocha V'Roa B'Simchatan. I think we talked about this last year, that you can understand Kol HaMitabel Yerushalayim Whoever mourns over Yerushalayim, Zocha v'roa b'simchata, we usually say the future. He will merit to be able to see the happiness when Yerushalayim is rebuilt, but it's actually written in the present, Zocha v'roa. He is meriting. If you are able to look at history in that sense where you're able to mourn, and at the same time you can also be able to see that happiness and to see that optimistic future. So Yerush Hashem will be able to combine those emotions together in a very real way. I wanted to once again thank the Brachvelds for sponsoring this Rosh Chodesh seminar every single month in memory of Marat Chaya Sasha Bat Rav Yosef Hillel.